Hi, everybody. Shabbat Shalom. Welcome. Sorry for my internet connectivity issues. Starting a little bit later than I wanted to. These are the limitations that are given to us, and we manage them the best way we can. It's so nice to be back with all of you after a break for the Passover holiday. Hope everyone had a healthy and meaningful Passover experience. And we're now in the middle of the Omer, and I'm finding a lot of meaning from counting the days because I think sometimes the days can really run together, and that's a gift also that Shabbat gives us to be able to take a break, to be able to take a step back and say like what happened this week and to look to the next week, even though things are looking very similar in the four walls that we're in. So today is day 15 of the Omer, and we're in, if you are following the sort of mystical the mystical categories that are given to each week and each day of the Omer, we're just at the beginning of the week that is assigned to Tiferet, which is about balance and sort of splendor. And I really love that. I really love thinking about that, and I really love the idea of being associated with harmony and balance, particularly in this time. I think we're all trying to navigate a lot, and balance is really what we're hoping to do, is to balance all of the things that are new and that are different, and the balance the sort of the disappointments and the stresses with the things that we can express gratitude for, as we go into Shabbat this week. So that's what's on my mind, thinking about both care for others as well as care for ourselves. And coming into Shabbat, I am looking forward to singing a little bit with all of you. Sometimes what happens to me is I wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes by a crying baby, but also sometimes with a song in my head. And this past few days I actually had Yadid Nefesh in my head, which is a way that we traditionally bring in Shabbat. And it's this really beautiful poem that has become sort of traditional to introduce the Friday evening service. And I'm thinking a lot, as I'm thinking about Tiferet and balance, is I'm thinking a lot about transition and what we're moving into. And so I just wanted to sing Yadid Nefesh with you all. You can hum along, or if you have the words in front of you, that would be wonderful. I'll be thinking of all of you with me. So we're gonna sing that, and then we're gonna bring in some other tunes as well, some other prayers today as we start to get ready for our Shabbat transition. So please join me. Yedi Yarutzav dach kibara Vechotam Adonai Zivolam Nafshicholat Tit Shivrat Olam. Vatikemu Taking a deep breath, I'm feeling in the Shabbat mood, I in preparing for today, I was thinking about how this week's Torah portion is almost a little bit too on the nose. We're reading Tazria Metzora, which is about this mysterious illness that is can be really contagious and requires people to self-quarantine to sort of keep themselves out of the community. And while we don't want to have too much literal connections to be made, I think we learn a lot in this week's Torah portion about how to care for each other and for care for one another, care for other people, care for the people who are sick, and care for ourselves as well, through some of this social distancing and some of these difficult this difficult time that we're going through right now. Particularly as we think about Tazria Metzora, about this week's Torah portion, and we're still thinking about everyone who is in need of healing. I wanted to offer up that we say a Mishaberach for those who are in need of healing, just to bring all of those people into our hearts and into our minds and community here together, but also for the sense that in a difficult time like this, there's different kinds of healing that different people need, not to diminish people's health struggles from complications with this virus itself, but there's a lot of healing that that needs to be had amongst us in our community and in the world right now. And so I hope that you will join me in singing Misha Barak, which is we're going to sing the version that is by Debbie Friedman, which has Hebrew and English together. If I'm going to give everyone sort of a minute to think about those people in their lives who are in need of healing, healing of any kind, healing of body, of soul, of mind. We'll just give everyone a moment. And then we'll sing Misha Barak, and I'm putting this a little bit earlier in our time together, just because it's up high on my mind in this moment. And for anyone who is joining us in this moment and wants to sing with us, I wanted to bring everyone into the with the chance to be able to sing with us in this moment. Misha Barak for everyone who needs healing. So the lyrics are easy to find if you want to, if you have a prayer book in front of you, if you want to Google them. We're gonna sing Debbie Friedman's Misha Barak. Misha Avotenu, Mekor HaBracha, Leimotenu, may the source of strength who bless the ones before us help us find the courage to make our lives a blessing and let us say Amen. Misha Berachimotenu, Mekor HaBracha, bless those in need of healing with refuah shlema, the body, the renewal of spirit, and let us say Amen. So, again, wishing all of those in need of healing, an extra prayer, bracha from all of us. I'm having trouble seeing I'm having some internet connectivity issues, so I can't see who's with us. But if you want to share a little bit in the chat box, just a one thing you're looking forward to this Shabbat. May that be a good meal or rest or a conversation with a loved one. I'd love to be able to see a little bit about who's with us. So I'm gonna let people share, and I'll share out a little bit to say hello to everyone as well who's with us. So I don't see. Oh, I just got some exciting messages in here. So just so that we're all feeling like we're here together in community, Yoav is with us and he's making fresh pasta for dinner. I actually saw a picture of it earlier. It looked great. And Tara is looking forward to tasting the challah that she's making for the first time at home. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Haley is looking forward to having matzo ball soup. Allison, so nice to be with you. Yes, the Kabbalat, the conservative minion is having a Zoom Kabbalat Shabbat. There's a lot of ways to connect to community this Shabbat, which is so nice to see. Nice to be with you, Allison. I'm also looking forward to some challah and also just a little bit extra breathing space. Tomorrow, my new tradition has been to print off some Divrei Torah that I normally never have the chance to read, but am spending some time, extra time on Shabbat afternoon, reading some of those Divrei Torah, some wisdom and words from my colleagues and friends and teachers. So that's one of the things I'm looking forward to. One other piece of that is that I'm really looking forward to lighting candles. That's become a really extra meaningful part of my Shabbat transition this time that we're spending all of our time at home, really leaning into having candle lighting feel like it's the transition of my home into a Shabbat space. And I really have been enjoying that. So I want to sing one more song with everyone before we head off to our own Shabbat experiences. Feel free to continue to say hello, say Shabbat Shalom, any other thing you're looking forward to for this next Shabbat, either that you're trying for the first time or that you always do. I'd love to hear from you. It's just nice to feel like we're together. The last thing I want to sing together is a tune to Oseh Shalom. I love this tune because it can start sort of slow and then it has a nigun, a wordless melody at the end of it. That is really upbeat and wonderful. It's a tune written by the community Nava Tehillah, which is a community in Jerusalem of musicians who celebrate Shabbat together. And they've written a lot of really amazing and creative new tunes that I really enjoy. And this one is theirs. And what I'm thinking a lot about this week as we go into this next Shabbat and as we're in this parsha of Tezriyah Metzorah, and there's a lot of sort of heaviness and difficulty. We're also in this moment of in this space of transition. And this sort of wait time, which is what counting the Omer is kind of about. It's about, you know, we had this really incredible experience of redemption from Egypt, and then we're counting up to the next thing, which is Shavuot, which is our experience of revelation of receiving the Torah. And in the middle of that, there's a lot of waiting, and there's a lot of sort of holding. And I think that we're in a holding pattern right now, also in the world that we're experiencing. And one thing that is a challenge about that is to sort of find joy in the moment. Instead, it's a lot easier to sort of looking back at the things that we have done and accomplished and again, been excited about, or looking forward to the things that we're going to be able to have when we're together and things are a little bit more back to normal. But there's also a lot of gratitude and a lot of ability, a lot of joy and sort of being in the moment. And that's the blessing that I have for all of us going into this Shabbat. especially because I know students are also in a transition time right now, finishing up the classes of this past school year and moving into exams. At just such a difficult and weird time. May we all have a sense of peace, and may we all get be able to have some presence, and some and a sense of being with ourselves over the Shabbat. So this Oseh Shalom, it's at the end of a number of things that we pray and together in community. I like to sing it as we come out of the private of the personal Amidah. I'll give everyone sort of a moment to think about one thing that they're grateful for, or one thing that's gonna that helps ground you in this moment. And then that's the kavanah, the intention we will have in going into this this tune for Oseh Shalom. So take a moment, take a breath. Think about one thing you're grateful for, one thing that grounds you. So we'll sing Oseh Shalom Bimromav, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu Ve'al Kol Yisrael, and this tune includes Ve'al Kol Yoshvei Tevel. So may the one who creates peace on high bring peace to us, to all of Israel, and to all who dwell on earth. And I hope you'll sing it with me. Oseh Shalom Bimromav, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. Ve'al kol Yisrael, ve'al kol yoshvei tevel, ve'imru, imru, amen. Oseh shalom bimromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu, Ve'al kol Yisrael, ve'al kol yoshvei tevel, ve'imru, imru, amen. Ya na 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 ya na 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 ya na 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 ya na 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 Oseh Shalom Bimromav, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, Ve'al Kol Yisrael, Ve'al Kol Yoshvei Tevel, Ve'imru. Amen. Ya na 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 ya na 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 ya na 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 ya na na ya na 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 ya na ya na na ya na 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 ya na 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 ya na na ya na 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 na. So, friends, thank you for singing with me, and wishing peace to all of us, as Oseh Shalom is the prayer that offers us peace and Shabbat peace. And thinking of all of you, I'll be back next week at this time, possibly with a special guest. So I hope you'll tune back in. Again, my prayer for all of us is some presence, some joy, some gratitude this Shabbat, and we'll see you again soon. Shabbat Shalom.